I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
What's the buzz? Which is all your local news is brought to you by WVU Medicine Reynolds Memorial Hospital, expanding to serve you with three new rapid care locations and a newly expanded emergency department. All right, it's buzz time. What's going on in your city, your county, your town? We're going to start in Pittsburgh, 1320 WJS. A couple of food-related stories, first of all. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Love this show. Guy Fieri's my man. They're going to feature a Pittsburgh-area restaurant next month, the Starlight Lounge in Blaunox on May 14th. Guy Fieri, they've already filmed it. That's when it's going to be shown. If you haven't seen this show, it's incredible. First of all, Guy Fieri's just a great personality. Second of all, they showcase places that have unique foods, great tasting foods, places you go for the atmosphere. It's awesome. I mean, I can watch episode after episode after episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives till, I never get sick of it. So I'll be watching. I'll be tuning in. Congratulations to the Starlight Lounge. That's a heck of an honor. Got this email from Mike, bloomdaddy@iheartmedia.com. He said, I'd like to put in a plug for a local business. The Cracked Egg on Brownsville Road in Brentwood is open, serving great food. They cannot, however, charge for a meal because, you see, the COVID Gestapo at the health department says they're not allowed to do business. They're going to be having a hearing on the charges against them in June. So they ask for a donation to cover the cost of your meal, since making an honest living by providing good food and good service is prohibited by the COVID Gestapo. He said maybe a plug to help support them would be helpful. I've talked about the Cracked Egg in Brentwood before. They were a restaurant that, despite the lockdown orders in Pennsylvania, they said, you know what? The hell with you, Wolf. The hell with you, Levine. We're going to open up because we've got employees and we've got to make a living. And I gave them a big round of applause when they did that. Now's your time to help them out, because they were one of the few to stand up to the health department Gestapo months ago. So if you get a chance, go to the Cracked Egg on Brownsville Road in Brentwood, PA, and buy their food. They need your help right now because they did the right thing and they're still being vilified for it. How about a Clareton family, Clareton, PA, searching for answers? This is a horrific story. Stepfather was trying to deliver pizza Saturday night. Steve Lynn, he's 64 years of age. He's in the hospital after being beaten nearly to death. This happened on North 3rd in Clareton, and it wasn't a robbery. Apparently, somebody put in a fake pizza delivery call. He's walking up steps to a vacant building, and somebody jumped out, or a number of people, and beat him, badly. Let's just put it that way. They're waiting to see if they got to do brain surgery on him. The family is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest. Just sick people out there that would do something like this to an innocent man just trying to deliver pizza. Horrendous story. If you know anything about it, $5,000 reward. All right, let's jump over to 1170 WWVA, the Ohio Valley, the Wheeling Police Department. Numerous arrest citations. This was part of a special operation in March to try to curb drug-related issues on Wheeling Island. They made 15 arrests, 17 criminal citations, 70 traffic stops, 23 consensual encounters. Wheeling Police Chief Sean Schwartzfeger saying that these types of operations increase visibility, decrease crime. And when you compare overdoses from the 25-day operation of the same time in 2019, there was a 50% reduction in cases. Hard to argue with those numbers. And jumping over to my hometown of Lafferty, Ohio. Open burning is prohibited in Ohio from March to May. But now the Lafferty Volunteer Fire Department's got a new brush truck to help them battle brush fires. It's one of a kind. It's the only kind within 150 miles. $138,000 truck fights grass, vehicle, and structure fires. And you don't understand, you know, Lafferty's a rural area. And growing up in Lafferty, brush fires was like my form of excitement. 9-year-old kid, 10-year-old kid, my grandpa would say, hey, there's a brush fire. We'd jump in a truck, go up and watch it. Come back smelling like we were burnt. I mean, seriously, when you grow up in a town of 300 people, you fish, you hunt, and you watch brush fires. I mean, that's kind of what you do. This thing holds 300 gallons of water, 5 gallons of foam, bumper sprayers. I mean, this thing looks like something out of Mad Max. The truck goes into service today. Congratulations to the Lafferty Volunteer Fire Department. All right, 570 WKBN Youngstown. You got a Warren guy facing a felony charge after police say he hit another man in the head with a beer bottle. This was a fight at Peach Pub on Parkman Road. The victim is a 64-year-old Garrettsville man, transported to the hospital by the time the cops got there. Witnesses say the suspect here, 48-year-old Jason George, hit the victim in the head with a beer bottle during a fight. Now, I went and I looked at this story. and I saw Jason George's mugshot. I mean, some mugshots are funny, some mugshots are scary. His mugshot pretty much said, all right, I did it, so what? I mean, he's just got this look on his face like, yeah, whatever, man. You know, blank happens. He had already left, but had been picked up by an officer after crashing his vehicle on Northfield Avenue. They suspect he was intoxicated. He faces charges of felonious assault and OVI. And again, if you want to go check out the mugshot, I'm sure you're going to get a chuckle. And I just want to say congratulations once again to former Youngstown State defensive end Justice Reed, signing as an undrafted free agent with the Tennessee Titans. Spent three seasons with Youngstown State. His final year was 2019. He had a team-high 13 sacks. He also went on to play for Virginia Tech. I mean, not only is it great for him, but it's also great for Youngstown State. Because when you're out recruiting guys, you can point to people like Justice Reed and say, look, you can come here. And your NFL aspirations are very much alive. You don't have to go to some big D1. You don't have to go to Ohio State or Michigan or Penn State or WVU in order to realize your dreams. You can come right here to Youngstown State and still get a shot. All right, let's jump over to Akron now, 640 WHLO. This is a great story. Great in a sense of what this individual is doing. Not great in a sense that he lost his mom in the process. But you got an Akron man by the name of LeVar Jacobs honoring his mom's legacy, who he lost to breast cancer, by opening Ohio's first ever black-owned breast cancer center in her memory. LeVar Jacobs cut the ribbon on what he says has been a dream since his 49-year-old mom passed away back in 2009. This is his quote. He said, I've always had the vision of the Kim Jacobs Breast Cancer Resource Center. She didn't get to do everything she had planned. She deserves more of a legacy. Now, he's the founder of the nonprofit organization Not Just October. He says wearing pink in the month of October is a nice way to bring awareness to breast cancer. But for people affected by the disease, this is a year-round battle. And he witnessed his mom struggle doing even basic everyday activities, which is why he made sure the Kim Jacobs Breast Cancer Resource Center provides more than just medical resources. I mean, you're talking about women can battling breast cancer can go there to get wigs, massages, therapy, help with their finances, help with insurance. The kids have a room where they can hang out while she's receiving services. Then outdoors, they do lawn care, snow removal, home cleaning, carpet cleaning, pretty much anything a woman would need that's battling breast cancer. And this is an amazing story. This is the kind of story that should go national. And when you walk in to the Kim Jacobs Breast Cancer Resource Center in Akron, the pictures of women who have lost their battle in the urn with LeVar's mother's ashes are displayed in the entrance. It's just a way to honor women who lost their battle with the disease. Now, the Kim Jacobs Breast Cancer Resource Center officially opened on Monday. So they are officially open for business. Congratulations to LeVar, because that's one heck of a way to honor not only his mom, but to help out women everywhere. And I also want to remind you, the Akron Rubber Ducks kick off their 2021 season at Canal Park today. And they're permitted to do it with you in the stands. 47% of the Canal Park's capacity. So you're talking about 3,600 seats for all home games in the month of May. The stadium's going to use a staggered seating method, which will allow fans to be seated in pods of 2, 4, 6, and 8 people. Fans will be required to wear an appropriate mask or face covering at all times inside the ballpark, except when you are eating or drinking in your designated seating location. I was at the Rubber Ducks Stadium, I think it was 2 years ago. Awesome stadium, beautiful stadium, and a great place to watch a baseball game. If you've never experienced it, highly recommend it. And finally, let's jump over to 910 WLTP in Parkersburg. West Virginia University of Parkersburg has been recognized as one of the top-ranked institutions in the U.S. for its digital communication program. So the college ranked number 23 in the nation for its Bachelor of Applied Science in Communication and Media Studies pathway. That's a heck of an achievement. The Communication Media Studies degree, with a concentration in digital communication, ranked for its affordability, acceptance rate, student support. And of the students surveyed, 88% say instructors excelled at tailoring classes to fit their needs, to fit their interests. 76% of students said the institution offered flexibility in scheduling classes. So WVU Parkersburg offering hands-on learning for those interested in pursuing a degree in digital communication. With the WPKM radio station, digital media production lab, internships with large content creators like Disney, The cool thing about this West Virginia University of Parkersburg program is that you get real experience to build resumes and portfolios. And you know as well as I do, it's all who you know. So if you get to build that resume, you get to meet important people, it's going to pay off.
Compelling talk, stirring conversation, and a stimulus payment not on the taxpayer's dime.
All right.
No way.
Listen for the keyword and enter it into our website for your chance at $1,000 with the $1,000 stimulus. Brought to you in part by the Jeweled Bird. It's all about color and individual expression at the Jeweled Bird in Wheeling. Getting engaged? The Jeweled Bird has a diamond jewelry specialist who can help you design the ring of her dreams. Stop by the Jeweled Bird today at 136 Edgewood Street in Wheeling.
What's the Buzz was brought to you by WVU Medicine Reynolds Memorial Hospital, where you don't have to wait hours to be seen by board-certified emergency medical physicians in a newly expanded ER.
You know, I've been thinking about getting a tattoo.
Go for it. I've heard the artists at Breaking Skin in Bridgeport do some crazy good designs.
You think it hurts?
Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing is a full-service shop. They specialize in custom tattoos of most styles as well as cover-ups. With six tattoo artists and two piercers working full-time from their state-of-the-art studio. Visit BreakingSkinTattoo.com to check out their awesome designs and see how they're keeping their studio sterile and safe. And if you're worried about the pain, the crew at Breaking Skin has four words for you. Don't be a...
When your bank closes, Belmont Savings Bank will still be here for you. Belmont Savings has been serving the Ohio Valley since 1885. BSB has products to fit every lifestyle, so we have the tools you need to help you plan for your future. We're here to serve you. With BSB, your loans stay here. They aren't sold to a third party. We're your local, caring, and knowledgeable community bank making local decisions with modern conveniences to serve you. Belmont Savings Bank. How may we help you today?
FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. When's the last time you've been to Wheeling Island Hotel Casino Racetrack? If it's been a while, that's on you, because you're missing lots and slots, plus table gaming, great food at the food court, live sporting events at the sports bar, and so much more. So if you want a great night out, or if you're simply looking for some gambling fun with a great atmosphere, then hit up Wheeling Island Hotel Casino Racetrack. If you need to find out more info about what Wheeling Island Hotel Casino Racetrack has to offer, just go to WheelingIsland.com or follow them on Facebook. That's Wheeling Island Hotel Casino Racetrack.
Oh, hey you. It's Nicole Lapin, New York Times bestselling author, the only financial expert you don't need a dictionary to understand, and now the host of the new iHeartRadio daily podcast, Money Rehab. So here's the deal. I'm going to rehab your wallet so that you can get your financial life together once and for all. Because we all have money problems, and the biggest mistake you can make is not admitting you have a problem. Find Money Rehab on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
For your physical therapy needs, trust trained therapist Shane Florence and Josh Bernarski at Ohio Valley Sports and Physical Therapy, the area's premier physical therapy clinic in Bridgeport, Ohio. Call Ohio Valley at 740-609-7225.
Doctors Urgent Care serves nearly 20,000 patients each year at their Wheeling, St. Clairsville, and Barnesville locations. Doctors Urgent Care continues to offer accessible, quality medical care to residents in the Ohio Valley. Doctors Urgent Care offers services such as convenient appointments, walk-ins, our primary care one plan, and house calls. Contact Doctors Urgent Care now to set up an appointment at any one of our three locations. Log on to our website at doctorsurgentcare.com or call Doctors Urgent Care today at 740-699-0.
Roads, bridges, broadband, the infrastructure we need to build a strong, growing economy. And every $1 million we spend on it generates nearly $4 million in economic activity. But a major tax increase on businesses to pay for it will only cost the U.S. jobs. There is a way to fund infrastructure in a sustained way without raising taxes on job creators and undermining the recovery. Let's build together. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
It was meant to be a rehabilitation center for troubled youth.
Anna Wakey has come to represent the tip of an iceberg of discovery into the abuse of children.
But really, it was a breeding ground for abuse.
By the brochures, I thought I was going to a camp. I didn't realize I was going to be locked up.
Thousands of patients passed through its doors, many leaving worse than when they arrived.
Everybody knew and everybody kept their mouth shut.
Listen to Camp Hell, Anna Wakey, on the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You demand perfection. That's why you drive the perfect car. Okay, maybe it's not exactly perfect, but it's perfect to get you to Domino's for their perfect $7.99 carryout deal. Carry out any three-topping pizza or a 10-piece order of wings, smothered in delicious sauces like hot buffalo, garlic parmesan, and honey barbecue, just $7.99 each. Demand the perfect carryout deal at Domino's. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size.
Bloom Daddy.
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
I gotta finish doing the head bop. Can't listen to that song and not do it.
That was Chris Kattan and Will Ferrell, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're not a Will Ferrell fan, are you?
No.
I love him. I think he's hilarious.
I think he's the same character in every.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
I did like Ron Burgundy. You know those movies?
Funny stuff.
But because having spent time in media and having a journalism degree.
You know how true that is.
Yeah.
I mean, people think the character Ron Burgundy is like a joke, and it is. But there's so many in the business
that are
who
Ron
are
Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy that,
and,
yeah.
And his support staff.
Oh, man. Oh, little bit of an anniversary today, not a good one. The Kent State shootings taking place on this day back in 1970. You had National Guard soldiers, 28 of them, firing about 67 rounds over a period of 13 seconds, killing four students, wounding nine others. And this shooting triggered immediate massive outrage on campuses around the country. You had more than 4 million students participating in organized walkouts at hundreds of universities, colleges, high schools, the largest student strike in the history of the United States at that time. I obviously went to Kent State University. I loved it. Loved my time at Kent State. It's a beautiful, beautiful campus. And whenever I would walk around that campus, whenever I would walk near where the shooting took place, very, very weird feeling. Otis, have you ever had a chance to go to the campus of Kent State University?
I have not, but I will tell you something. You know, you said sometimes it's an eerie feeling. There's an overwhelming feeling. And I mean, I went to West Virginia,
mm-hmm.
but I've been on the campus of Marshall several times, and they have the monument, the fountain.
To the football team that went down in the plane crash.
And even when it's not on, it's very moving,
yeah,
to say the least. I mean, I don't know what another word, but it overwhelms you emotionally.
Well, the journalism building, not the broadcast TV, but when I was there, we're talking, you know, 89, 90, 91, 92, the journalism building, the Kent Stater, Daily Kent Stater newspaper, which I don't know if it's still in the same building, but it was in the building that is right next to the parking lot where, you know, a couple of students fell and died. The front of the building is the hill that the National Guardsmen took their stance, mm-hmm. and aimed their guns. So I was in and out of that building all the time. And when I was first at Kent State the first 2 years, I lived in Clark Hall. So whenever I would get done at that building, I'd have to walk right through that parking lot, right down the street where that iconic photo of Jeffrey Miller is taken, where he's laying in the street, blood, you know, pooling, running right down the road, was taken. I walk past that spot every time. And being a history buff, I mean, there were times that I would be in that building because I had to cover a Kent State council meeting and write it up in the Daily Kent Stater. I'd be in there till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. And you're walking down through campus and you're walking through a piece of history. And man, it would give me goosebumps. I mean, the hair on the back of my neck would stand up sometimes. I'm not saying I saw anything. I'm just saying that sometimes when you're at the place where a historical moment took place, you can feel it. You know what I mean? And late at night when I'd walk by, especially when I'd walk right through that spot where Jeffrey Miller lay dying. Just very, very weird. And look, the memorials weren't there when I was there, okay? So whenever I go back, like we played baseball in a baseball tournament. This is probably 6-7 years ago. And I took a bunch of parents. We played right by the Kent State University complex. I took a bunch of parents and kids for a tour of the grounds, and I took them all through there. And it was, you know, now the memorials are there, and now you can see. But when I was there, you just kind of knew from photos of where stuff happened, you know? Just crazy.
Well, I mean, I'm sure, and I guess maybe it's similar to people that go to, I mean, like when I was over in like the Harper's Ferry area, Western Maryland, so on and so forth, a lot of Civil War
same
places. I mean, you just kind of look at that field and it There's nothing there.
You imagine what it was like back in the day. Yeah. And I was at Kent State in 1990, 20-year anniversary, when all the national media descended. And it was a big, big deal. And that was, I got to interview family members and stuff. It was quite a moment. All right, listener emails. I didn't get to them yesterday. This is on equality and diversity from Scott. He said, sounds dumb because obviously they pick who they think are the best players in the NFL draft. But nowadays, when it's perfectly fine to demand equality and diversity in everything from workplaces to pilots to coaches, why don't they care about the best anymore? I want to know why it's okay to not have diversity and racial equality in the draft and in pro sports. This is Joni on masks. My mom and I were at a cosmetic counter a couple weeks ago. We both hate wearing the mask. She refused to wear the mask in the store. I told her if they ask, just say you're immune. However, the girl working at the cosmetic counter did ask her if she had a mask, and my mom did reply by saying, yes, I do. It was in her purse. She did not put it on. The woman then told her, if you're going to stay in here, you got to put the mask on because we've been fined for people not having the masks. I find it hard to believe that they've been fined or that they would disclose this information with a cosmetic counter worker, especially since there were three people walking around the cosmetic counter wearing their mask as if they had a beard. Nobody had their mouth or nose covered. The only way we're going to be free from this is to stop wearing the mask. Have a good day. This one here, Bloom Daddy on Facebook, it said, I'm disappointed in that you were referring to Bruce Jenner as her. He's a he. That just plays into their game of getting people to accept it as normal. Now, I look at it a little differently. It's just like if, you know, I like being called David, okay? Not Dave. Not a big deal to me, but to some people it is a big deal. So out of respect, if you call somebody their name and they say, don't call me Pat, I like Patrick. So out of respect, when you do that, you call them what they want to be called. So I approach it the same way with Jenner.
I don't think I've ever called you David.
I know, and I hate it, but it's not that big of a deal to me because I'm not a petty person, okay? But you see my point.
Yeah.
When it comes to Caitlyn Jenner, if she wants to be called a she, if she wants to be known as a she, I'll respect that. That doesn't mean I accept it. That doesn't mean I believe in it, but that's how I approach it. This one on identity politics. This is Mike. We really do need to get past this identity stuff. It's so far beyond absurd. Most absurd is gender identity. It all boils down to one's sexual appetites, what and who you do or who you are. I'm just tired of it. You want to email me? It's bloomdaddy@iheartmedia.com. Today is Star Wars Day around the world. My favorite character, Han Solo. His favorite character, Han Solo. But we have something special for you, right? Tell you what, as he ages, the boss's voice sounds a little rougher. Hey, tomorrow it's politics left, right, center. I just sent out the topics. I just sent them a topic that might be the impossible topic. What is one political issue that both sides should be able to be in complete agreement about? We'll see what Jim and Elgin can come up with that. Politics left, right, center on the show at 7:35 Wednesday. I'll see you back here same time, same place, bright and early, 6:05 tomorrow morning. As much as we've lost, still hard to please, boss. Don't be lying.